I sat in the House of Commons this afternoon and heard Winston Churchill, Britain's tired old man of the sea, sum up the recent operations. He tried again, as he has tried for nearly 10 years, to warn this country of the threat that impends. He told of the 335,000 troops, British and French, brought back from Dunkirk. British losses exceed 30,000 killed, wounded, and missing. Enormous material losses were sustained. He described how the 8 or 9 German armored divisions swept like a sharp scythe to the right and rear of the Northern armies. But the thrust did not reach Dunkirk because of the resistance put up at Boulogne and Calais. Only 30 unwounded survivors were taken off from the port of Calais. He then paid his tribute to the Royal Air Force. It decisively defeated the main strength of the German Air Force, inflicting losses of at least 4 to 1. As he talked of those young flyers, greater than knights of the Round Table or crusaders of old, Mr. Churchill needed only wings and an engine to take off.